In another move to address what's described as a housing crisis, Humboldt County will change mobile home rent control rules by including residential RVs in their price limits. It's an action that's likely to be challenged by lawsuits, as threatened by representatives of a Trinidad area mobile home park owner and an industry association. Made at the October 22nd supervisors meeting, the high-stakes approval amends the guidelines of Measure V, the Mobile Home Rent Stabilization Ordinance, which was voted into law in 2016. The ordinance allows the county to change guidelines for implementation. Residents of the Trinidad Extended Stay RV Park have lobbied the county to include RVs in the ordinance. Planning Director John Ford said the county attempted to negotiate with the park's corporate owner, the Sacramento-based Trinidad RV Investors LP company, but, quote, didn't get very far. During a public comment period, Alan Stevenson of Trinidad RV Investors said there's no legal basis for the action. And Saulo Londano of the Western Manufactured Housing Communities Association said what the county's doing is against state law and will be called on it in court.
Over the past few months, these facts have been presented to your staff and county council several times in writing and detail. Staff has provided no response. We strongly urge the board not to move in this direction. This action is plainly against the law and will surely lead to costly litigation at great expense to the Humboldt County taxpayers.
Shelley Horowitz, a resident of Trinidad Extended Stay, said there are people in the park who would be homeless without limits on rent increases. Hillary Mosier, who campaigned for Measure V, said including RVs will prevent, quote, exploitation of this very low-income population. But noting the likely legal battle, Board Chair Rex Bone asked, should we weigh the cost of the battle rather than the result of the battle? Ford responded,
that obviously is a decision that the board is confronted with. How much value is there in sticking to this interpretation or providing this interpretation, this clarification, and what will it do? There has been only one set of complaints. There have been multiple complaints that have come out of that park. The net result is that people who live in RVs would not have the protection of the rent stabilization ordinance. The net benefit, the county would not be fighting a battle, which probably the county will be fighting, whether or not we should be regulating the rents of RVs and RV parks.
Supervisor Steve Madrone said board members have been advised by legal counsel that including RVs is legal. He said the need for stabilized rents is beyond debate, and the county should, quote, do everything we can to support affordable housing, which this actually is. Supervisor Mike Wilson called attention to the overall impact of out-of-county corporate housing ownership and floated the idea of doing an ordinance to limit it.
I just think that that's something we should be considering, and I don't know if there are other communities that have done this, because this is definitely an issue. I mean, it's not just an issue in Humboldt County. We're seeing it all over the state. And we're seeing it not just investments in corporate ownership of mobile home parks, but also housing in general. We're seeing, you can see those flyers that in the communities that sometimes they're handwritten, we'll buy your house at whatever, you know, cash offers. We're even seeing ads. It's coming over the podcast. That trend is basically through larger investment firms that are buying up housing because of a lack of housing, and that commodity that it's created is created this investment pool. And again, it's centralizing ownership, and it's not good for our local economy. It's not good for housing.
Supervisors unanimously approved the change, which applies to RVs that are occupied longer than 9 months. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.